Blackstone presents The Minds of Billy Milligan by Daniel Keyes. This book is read by Roger Wayne. To the victims of child abuse, especially those in hiding. Preface. This book is the factual account of the life, up to now, of William Stanley Milligan, the first person in U.S. history to be found not guilty of major crimes by reason of insanity, because he possessed multiple personalities. Unlike other multiple personalities in psychiatric and popular literature who were kept anonymous at the outset by the use of fictional names, Milligan became a controversial public figure from the moment he was arrested and indicted. His face appeared on the front pages of newspapers and on the covers of magazines. Results of his mental examinations made evening television news programs and newspaper headlines around the world. He is also the first multiple personality patient to have been carefully examined around the clock as an inpatient in a hospital setting, with findings of multiplicity attested to in sworn testimony by four psychiatrists and a psychologist. I first met the 23-year-old man at the Athens Mental Health Center in Athens, Ohio, shortly after he had been sent there by the courts. When he asked me to write his story, I told him it would depend on whether or not there was more to it than had been reported extensively in the media. He assured me that the deeper secrets of his inner people had never been revealed to anyone, including his attorneys and the psychiatrists who had examined him. Now he wanted the world to understand his mental illness. I was skeptical, but interested. Several days after I met him, my curiosity was further aroused by the last paragraph of a Newsweek article entitled The 10 Faces of Billy. There remain, however, unanswered questions. How did Milligan learn the Houdini-like escape skill demonstrated by Tommy, one of his personalities? What about his conversations with his rape victims, in which he claimed to be a gorilla and a hitman? Doctors think that Milligan may have personalities yet unfathomed, and that some of them may have committed undiscovered crimes. When I talked with him alone during visiting hours in his room at the mental hospital, I discovered that Billy, as he came to be called, was very different from the poised young man I'd first met. He now spoke hesitantly, his knees jiggling nervously. His memory was poor, with long periods blanked out by amnesia. He could generalize about those portions of his past that he vaguely recalled. His voice often
sample complete. Ready to continue?